For those who like to squeeze in an after-work figure drawing or pottery class, you may have been asking the question, what's going to happen to the Waldron? Well, Megan Meyer spoke with the center's new artistic director to find out what the community can expect this year.
Artworks profiled the ins and outs of the Waldron Art Center last year, and a few changes have taken place since then. You may have already heard the rumors.
So now Ivy Tech owns the building. What that means is it is a part of the college campus for Ivy Tech Community College.
That's Paul Daly. He's the new artistic director at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Art Center.
We have two brand new signs on the building that state it is Ivy Tech.
You can see the new sign the next time you're walking on Walnut Street in downtown Bloomington. The city of Bloomington bought the building last year for $150,000 from the financially strapped Bloomington Area Arts Council. After months of discussion, an Ivy Tech eventually agreed to buy the Waldron back in April of this year. Some of the conditions of the sale were that 70% of the space be used for arts, and that the building will forever be named the John Waldron Arts Center.
I would like to point out that I think this is a very unique building. I think it's rare that there's a college building that it's encouraged that the community come in and use. So that's exciting for Ivy Tech, and I think it's exciting for the community.
Several community arts organizations that have developed relationships with the Waldron over the years became a little nervous about losing their access to performance and gallery space. Paul set some of those fears to rest.
The artists are still encouraged to come and use the space for performing arts and visual arts.
However, he says there will be a certain priority for arts education over performance.
I will say that there are a couple of groups that we have an educational partnership, which means that they have goals and a mission statement that is in line with Ivy Tech's, and that they want to do performances where they do not charge entrance. So it becomes more of an educational opportunity than a performance opportunity. For instance, Indiana University's theater department takes students out to New York for a showcase where they perform in front of casting directors and agents, and they're going to do a trial run in the Fire Bay before they go out there. The Fire Bay is very much like a New York space, so it gives them that experience. The dance department at IU has a similar arrangement with us, and the National Society of Arts and Letters.
Ivy Tech has already started updating the building's facilities. They're renovating the children's room so that it is larger and easier to use. Throughout the building, they've been painting, putting in new floors, tearing down a few walls, and they're making a few purchases.
We've bought some new equipment. We're replacing the two kilns with some new ones. They're going to be virtually identical, only 30 years newer, so they'll work better. We're going to kind of seal them off in their own space, which should help for safety purposes.
Those kilns will be used for a type of ceramics class the Waldron has never, until now, been able to offer, a 4-credit class for those seeking a college degree. But the Waldron is still the place for people wanting to just take a class for fun. Paul explains how to register for these two types of classes.
They're looking for the credit course, then they're going to have to sign up to become a student at Ivy Tech. If they're looking for the non-credit course, just to learn in their evenings how to make a pot, then they'd go through the Center for Lifelong Learning.
The Center for Lifelong Learning is the program where art enthusiasts will go to sign up for non-credit classes.
It's a program that Ivy Tech runs that encourages people of all ages to continue to educate themselves. So we also have programs for children during the summer, the Ivy Arts program, and that runs all year. And then we have the courses for adults in the evenings during the typical school year season.
Paul himself has a strong background in theater, so I asked if Bloomington should expect more live theater from the Waldron.
Certainly there's an inclination for me to want to encourage theater groups here. But I am happy to see all performing arts here.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Megan Meyer.
You can find more information about the John Waldron Arts Center and what's going on under Ivy Tech's direction on our website, wfiu.org/artworks.